All of us say we are standing on our feet. 然后三个人玩，这些小弟，你是不是他一样的？一样的，你是他的。说起这里，我们两个人，说什么？前几天我们有个事，有个事。And we have taken nice percent. Right? Nice percent. Now we want to continue with the activity of celebrating our life and Christian consciousness. We want to continue celebrating our Christian consciousness. Chanting, feasting, and God. Dancing, right? Yes, philosophy. Some philosophy is needed to support everything we are doing. Everything. A person who acts in ignorance will not be happy. Is it true? Is it true? Is it true?
Yes.
A person who acts in knowledge will be happy. Therefore, all our activities in Christian consciousness is supported by philosophy. And practical philosophy. Not just theory, practical philosophy. Nobody becomes perfect by theory, by philosophy, you know. Nobody. Become perfect by application of the philosophy. Is it not true? So we want to continue. And to continue to entertain all of you. We want to look at it. It is which we do every day. And it is not something we will do for some time. It's something we are going to do for this life and eternity. Chanting the holy name of Krishna is a kind of activity of the soul. It is a festival, that is a feast for the soul. And this movement is called the National Society for Krishna Consciousness. But people know us as Hare Krishna. Because we chant the Krishna, they will talk about chanting the name of Krishna. Is it important for us to discuss the holy name? Huh? Is it important? Okay. Why is it important? Why is it important for us? This time, I'm going to ask you questions and I want to hear from you. So please, ready for my questions. So ready for my questions and give me answers. Because I want to learn from you. Why is it important for us to talk about knowing? Did you get my question? Why is it important? I was talking about the holy name. Yes?
It is important to talk about the holy name because the chanting of the holy name is the primary business that we have. And if we don't understand our primary business, we cannot continue to do it well.
It is important for us to talk about chanting the holy name because that is our main business. And if we don't understand it, we cannot do it properly. And if we not properly done,
not be the right. not give the right benefits.
If you don't give the proper benefits, no, but listen first. We should talk about the holy name because it's our main business. Right? So, if we don't, since it's our main business, we should know about it. Right? Suppose we don't know about it, what happens?
It becomes secondary.
Secondary? You will not get the real benefit. The goal will not achieve. Right? So it is important, all of us agree that it is important for us to talk about the holy name. Right?
Yes.
You all agree?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Is it one of us saying, oh, I'm not friends? Anybody here, my friend? No friend. Anyone? Who has no friend? No friend. Alone, no friend. What of us, you have friend? No friends. Oh, very good. Thank you. What of us, you have friends? I don't have friends. I don't have. And I will tell you the reason, not now. I will tell you the reason later, if you want. But I don't have friends. But one of you here have friends. Right? So, can you imagine my situation not having a friend? Just in your mind, just imagine. How my situation would be like, I don't have a friend. All the people here have friends. But can you imagine my own situation? I have no friend. Don't think about it for a while and tell me how you feel. Think about it for a while. Just 1 minute. I'm not asking you your situation. I'm asking my own situation. Because you have friends. I don't have. So please tell me how I should be feeling. Read my mind. You understand my question? Please read my mind. How is my situation? Not having a friend.
See people, they're afraid because I'm not social.
Yes.
Will you not be able to reveal your mind to someone?
You cannot reveal your mind. You carry all your wounds alone. You carry alone? Alone. That means you suffer alone. Very good. I'm blaming you. Yes.
You will be anxious.
Envious. Because you'll be happy, you have funny friends, so I'll be envious. You have any friends? I don't know what. Yes.
You
will
not be able to preach
because you will not be able to talk after all. You will not preach. You will not preach. I will not preach. I will not be able to preach. Because someone who is bored, what do you have? Only frustration is there. So what do you tell somebody else? Frustration. If frustration tells you, if you meet somebody, what do? You vomit all your frustration into the person. Yes. Can't preach. That is a philosophy. Let me preach to you. Frustration. Good. Yes.
You
devotee of
the Lord,
maybe. I'm not talking about you, devotee. I'm talking about me. Yes. I have not failed. I'm not preaching. Listen to my question. You don't understand me. When I say who I am first, I don't have friends.
Because you don't have time to have friends.
I have no time. Yes, no time. Yes, no time. Please, I beg you, listen to what you are saying. Please, little listen. One of us should listen. Please, listen very carefully. Can someone write it down? What is someone? Can someone write it down? Yeah, write it. Very good. Write it down. Very good. Yes.
You're likely to be a victim of depression.
Victim of depression.
Yes.
Depression of the victim. Victimized. Very good. Very good. Thank you. Since as one of you are very happy, your happiness is affecting me. Very good. Thank you. Yes, Prabhu.
Living dead.
A living dead. You understand? A living dead. Living dead. We know that soul gives a body, so it's dead. But now we have a living dead. Just imagine. Such a situation. Yes?
Dull and dry.
Dry like news. See? Dry. There's no satisfaction with dry. But this is soft. At least the texture is very pleasing. But this is dry. Dry. Very good. Very good. Yes.
Someone who is lonely, you have learned to fight with that sharing.
Nothing to share. I have nothing to share. Very good.
Won't be compassionate.
No compassion. No compassion. No compassion. Very good. Yes.
No, you have no needs. You have friends.
No friend. Yeah, already have. I have no friend. That is why I have all these qualities. Because I have
no
friends.
No need. You have friends.
Okay.
No
maybe.
Need.
Maybe. All right. Okay. It's not depends on what I have. Okay. Yes, sir. Mentally and physically suffocated. It's a heavy one. It's a heavy one. mentally and physically suffocated. Yes. Yes, brother. Superiority complex. Superiority complex. Yes, sir. So I'm a ghost. Oh, one of the ghosts is sitting before one of you today. Very nice. Very nice. Very good. Sweet. Yes, please. Peaceful. Ah. Yes, yes. Yes. One can be peaceful in ignorance. Yes. Peaceful. Yeah, because no anxiety from friends. Yeah. Yes. There's peace in ignorance. Yes. Very good. Yes, nice. Thank you so much. So, okay, thank you very much. Thank you. For those of you who have friends, so I have all my colleagues there, my list. I have my list. Now, I want to know from you, for all of you who have friends, what qualities do you expect from your friends? What do you expect from your good friend? What do you expect? Understand? If you have a nice friend, you move with you, talk with you, converse with you every day. So what do you expect from your friend?
Honesty.
Trust.
Sharing.
Support me. Be there for me all the time. So be there for me.
Loving and caring.
Loving and caring. It's okay for me. Please, I want to hear from all of you. Don't be silent, so speak. Because what we are discussing, it has to do with every one of us. And if we understand this, there will be a great transformation in our life in Christian consciousness. Great. It's a great exercise when we are reading. Yes. What do we expect from friends? Good friends. Yes, no?
Confidentiality.
Yes. It's a confidence. Confidence, yes. Christian has that. Compassionate.
Caring.
Loyalty. What do you expect from good friends? What quality do you want from your friend?
Someone who can give you a heart.
You have confidence when you can review your heart. You want your friend to tell you his or her heart. Yes.
Tolerance.
Yes, you're really so that. Revealing the mind.
Yes.
Non-duplicity. Happy.
Someone can correct our mistakes.
That's the truth. One who tells us the truth. At the risk of losing. Yes. That's the truth. Yes. Very good. but many people don't want it.
Truthfulness.
Always forgiving.
Giving good advice.
Good advice. Yes, give good advice. What quality do we expect from good friends? How many have them? Have you ever lost a good friend?
Yes.
Yes. Why? What happened? What happened? And how do you feel? What happened that made our good friend leave us? And how do we feel? First of all, what did we do? Second, what happened? Our experience, how do we feel? You understand? How do we feel? What happened that our friends left us? And how is our feeling after that?
Regret.
First of all, what do we do? Why do you feel that?
We did not fulfill those qualities. We did not fulfill those qualities of the time.
We didn't follow you. What is friend is expecting from us? We didn't get it. You didn't get it. So please say that. Okay, very good. Yes?
Lost to debt. Lost the friend to debt.
Lost the friend to debt.
And he was feeling incomplete.
Debt took our friend. Yet we were feeling incomplete. Very good. Yes. Debt took our friend away. So we are feeling incomplete. Very good. Yes. I was so busy that I did not give attention to my friend. So he was saying that to me. Very good. Very good. Very good. Then how do you feel? Happy. Oh, very good. Feel guilty. Feel guilty. That's great. Yes. What else? Why our friend left us? And what is our feeling after that? That is your question for now. Why, what did we do that made our friend leave us? And after the friend left, how do we feel? Is it okay? You understand? Why our friend left us? She said, because he was too busy. No attention to the friend. So the friend left, and she felt very guilty.
Misunderstanding.
And what happened after that? That's a shame. How do you feel after that?
Well,
regret. Regret. Regret.
Break promises. Break commitments. Break.
Okay. If we didn't keep to our promise, what keeps our friendship was broken? Right? Very good. And then, how do you feel after that?
Very disappointed.
Very disappointed. Very disappointed. Yes.
But a new friend.
Oh. Okay. But a new friend. All right. Yeah. You have goals? Yeah. Come on. Love goes on. Yeah. Life goes on. Yeah. Yeah, that goes here. No problem. Yes. Very good. Yes, sir. So the friend left. So what have you feel?
Miserable.
Yes.
Lack of communication.
No communication. Yes. No communication. Very good. I like what I feel. Very good. There are many questions, and I have one simple, the last one, every simple for all of you. My last question is the simplest of all these questions. Very simple. Yes? Friends? Okay, very good. Have you ever thought of Krishna as your friend? Have you ever thought of Krishna Balaram as a friend? Brother Gopananda as your friend? Gopinathai as your friend? Jagannath, Mangeshwar? Have you ever thought of as a friend?
Yes?
Yes. Have you ever thought of the holy name as a friend?
Yes.
Yes, no? How many has ever thought of the holy name as friends? Let me see. How many? As friend. Holy name is my friend. Please put your hand up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, 9 of us. Holy name is my friend. Okay. How many feel that I know how to do this? I know how to do the living. I can. You know the person. I cannot be a friend with nobody. What is living here that is going to be friend with? Right? So it doesn't make sense. How many feel like that? Not talk about it. Don't talk about it at all. I'm not talking about you as a friend because to a friend means physical person you have to identify with. Right?
Never
talk of it. Very good. How many of us do it? Never talk of it at all. It's a friend. As a friend. Okay, one more. How many of us talk of it for some time? Maybe could be a friend. Two. Okay. Maybe. Have two. Thank you very much. Thank you. Do you know what you have done? Do you know what you have done?
No.
Do you know what you have done now?
No.
Everything you have said here is the holy name which we chant to me. Every answer you have given to me and every question which you have asked has to do with the holy name. a person that we are relating with every day. Right? What the first item there from the first question? From the first question, what is it? How do we feel a world without a friend? What is the question and answer?
Alone, unusual, victims of depression, anxious, bored.
No, I want to read it one by one.
Alone.
Lonely. Lonely. Few years ago, 5 years, there was a census. This country. The result was that 80% of Caucasian devotees feel lonely. How many percent? That is a small mark. You have 80% in the exam. That's credit. So Eastern devotees have credit for loneliness. Well, I don't want to do the exercise. Right? But in general, 80% of Caucasian devotees feels lonely. That's a credit. But the credit is not good for the devotees. For a person chanting Hare Krishna, should never feel lonely. Never. All these things we have written down here, they are all damages. What? The person who something like Krishna shouldn't feel any of this. But we are feeling. What does that mean? What does that mean? Garbage? Meaning that our job has problem. No. Job has no problem. The rules of accepting has problem. You understand? The holy name of Krishna has no problem. The holy name is completely pure, supreme, and fully independent like Krishna himself. But those of us who chant the name has problem. So all these garbages are with us, not with the name. We have pointed out everything which is happening with us chanting the holy name. That means what? It means that we know the solution to our problem. So my question now is, why do we have a problem chanting the holy name? You understand the question? For just a few minutes, one of us have enumerated so many things which we are experiencing chanting the holy name. That means that we lose But why are we still having this problem? You have some question? Do you understand my question? Okay. We didn't get answer from somewhere. All these things are written for us here. It means that we have the solution to the problems, we have no the problems, we have the solutions. But the question was, why do we still have these problems?
We don't have faith in the Holy Name.
Okay. Very good. We don't have faith. Yes, but as you said, we don't have faith in the Holy Name. That is why we still have this. The Bible Gita. Okay, first of all, do we agree that all this thing we enumerated has to do with us? Yeah? Everything mentioned here, do we agree that all of them exist with us?
Yes.
Okay. So it is very important for us to understand what is the level of our friendship with the Holy Name. Right? Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 66. I just opened it there. Just open it without effort. Bhagavad Gita chapter 2, verse 66. Lord Krishna said, now I see you doing my job to share. Anyone knows this verse? Anyone who's familiar with this verse? Okay, let me read. Now I see you doing my job to share. Now I see you doing my job to share. Your task until you are some to share the task to come. Translation. One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind, without which there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Does it make sense? One who is not connected with the Supreme in Krishna consciousness can have neither transcendental intelligence nor a steady mind. Without solace, there is no possibility of peace. And how can there be any happiness without peace? Only a peaceful person be happy. Person who is not peaceful cannot be happy. How can we be happy if we have no friendship with Krishna? Friendship. So when you ask before, how many of us feel is that we are friends with Krishna? Or we are friends with the Holy Name. Because of our unfriendliness with the Holy Name. Because you are not friendly with the Holy Name, no peace, no happiness. We have all agreed that neglecting a friend left us. Is it not? Would you appreciate our friend, so the friend left? How do we chant our japa every day? Hearing the holy name, throw out, six in out. So if you neglect a person, what happens to the person? If you neglect a person, she mentioned that we are too busy, that we didn't give time to our friend, the holy man. And then, what happened? We lost the friend. Because we are too busy and neglecting our friend, the friend got what? He left. Is it our situation? Is it our situation? Does it have to do with us? In our everyday chanting the holy name, do we feel we are neglecting our friend, the holy name, by being too busy? How long it will take me to chant this year? Which is a distraction? Oh, 2 hours to chant. How many things to do? 2 hours to spend for them. What about this? What about this? What about this? What about this? Is it attention to our friend? Is that an attention to our friend? So we are neglecting our friend and holding him disappear. Do we see this happening in my life? Is it happening? I'm asking you, is it happening to us? That we are too busy, we have no time for the holy name, and the name felt disappointed with us and left. Right? And for some of us feel guilty, not everybody feel guilty. Only very few people feel guilty. Like Jerome said, right? I have lost this friend. What's the problem? Get to another friend. Continue. Is that? What is the use of wasting time with a friend that is gone? I'm going to get a better one. So if the holy name is not there, it's okay. There are many things to do with this one. Jerome just helped us to see what all of us are doing. He's very good. He helped us to see what all of us are doing. We are so busy, we have no time for the name, who's our best friend. Our best friend has gone, and we don't care. Yeah, so many people in this much trouble. I can get another friend and continue my life. So what is the problem? A very dangerous life. Many of us are doing that. Does it make sense? So we should correct this. We should correct this attitude. Because if we don't correct the mistake we have made with one friend, we are going to do it with the next friend. That will become our habit. And that is the nature of the material world. That we are chewing what we have chewed, and chew it, and chew it, and just repeating chewing what we have chewed, our material existence. Very dangerous. Very dangerous for chanting the Holy Name. So the Lord said, we need to be satisfied.
That our friend, the Holy Name, has left us. And we are simply satisfied with getting another one. That is no life. Very dangerous life. Yes. One thing. Change the topic of this. The same thing. False identification. You understand? False identification. What is false? What is false? Not true. Yeah? False. I am a man. What is that? I am a man. False identification. Misidentification. I am a woman. Is what? False identification. I'm an engineer, professional, a lawyer, a best cook, and the best singer one has seen, even in stones. That is me.
Yes.
Do you know why King Gilligan introduced himself to Krishna? King Gilligan. Can you get to Krishna, my dear Lord Krishna, let me tell you. If we have ever heard about chanting personalities, see, my chanting is like sand at a seashore. What is that? False ego. False ego. Is it identifying with your word? There are two things which is doing in this world. But how wonderful is his charity? How wonderful is charity? How wonderful is the miracle's charity? So wonderful that he became the lizard. That is how great his charity is. He has given so much charity that he became a lizard. Who wants to be a lizard? Nobody. So it is what? Misidentification. I'm a boy, I'm a girl, I'm a wife, I'm a worker. This is our language, number 7. I am the best footballer. My name is always on the news. Once you tell me, they say, I'm that one. I am very famous, very famous. You know, I'm the best emoji in this world. Yes, I'm the best emoji. You don't know? You better know me now. I'm the best emoji, you know, emoji like me in this world. Therefore, I'm the only guru in this world. I'm the only guru. Oh, the world wants to come to me. Jagat Guru. Yes, what are you? Bring it again, let us play it. False identification. It has a lot to do. It has a serious effect on the church of the Holy Name. We are discussing because what is our approach to the Holy Name? How do we approach the Holy Name in the morning when after we finish going to meet with them, take a chanting bead in the hand? What do we do? What do we do? Ego, yes, ego. We are putting the people with ego. The best chanter. Hare Krishna. The best chanter in the world.
Yeah, serious effect now, jump back. Yes, go on.
Okay. Thank you,
Sean. Give me the microphone.
C'est qui la même là. Ok, je vous ai fait une situation en ce moment et Marge, je vais vous laisser une analyse de plusieurs identifications. À chaque fois qu'il faisait un mot et qu'il s'en mot là, il connectait avec 278, 278 qui lui souvient. Par exemple, moi, il suffit. 278, ouais, il fait des affaires pour moi. 278 qui lui conseille, c'est que je fais, je demande un papier, je fais la main, je fais un papier. Que des banques proposent et proposent pour distribuer les et que des partagés à des radicaux pour partager. Donc à chaque fois que je fais un mot, mes deux si mon lapin fait sous eux, fait fil avec eux, je décide d'amener sur quel papier. Et après, je m'explique eux, parce que là, c'est une signification qui était, et aussi après, je m'explique eux, que ça n'a pas gagné beaucoup de papier, c'est qu'il y a plus beaucoup de papier qui peut gagner, ça c'est qu'il y a plus de papier qui peut gagner. Ça, c'est après le jeu, là, comme vous disiez. Alors, quand on peut vous, quand on a tagé, il y a un carrière avec toi. OK? So, Maraj will be giving us a list out and saying a word. And every time the word is connected with them, they will just, their hand will be up and we will give them a paper. Right? So, you can translate.
Sit on this side.
I am your man.
I am man, yes, why not?
Let's see, collect a maximum of paper.
Okay, you have it. Okay, here. I am a girl. I'm a girl. I'm a girl, yes, yes. Give me a card. Girl. I am a woman. The best of women. Nobody? 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 This is free. I'm free. If you're not a woman, I'm not a woman. Please. I am very beautiful. Very beautiful. I'm very handsome. Very handsome.
Don't be shy.
Handsome. Handsome. Beautiful. Any beautiful? Handsome? Okay. Don't worry. I'm very, very loving. Very loving.
Not this
thing. I'm very loving. Okay? Don't have a lover. I'm standing in all that I do. Any way I am, I'm the best. Any way I am the best. Yes, yes. You can. Anywhere I am the best. You know, I am always different in everything. My dress, my character,
my eating, everything I always do.
Anyone? A different person then? Now what they say? Zero? Zero? Not different?
Okay.
You remember who I was? You remember who I was?
I'm a boring person.
Sir? Okay. Very good. Nobody like me. So I should be the difference of what? Yes, I have one guy. I'm different. I'm the only different person. Be my guy. Different. I am highly educated. I'm highly educated. Highly educated. Two ways to make this no? Alright. What about? Okay, okay, so you can.
There's no cook like him, so you can.
Yes, no problem. Okay, I'm a graduate. Not graduate, sir. All right, I'm graduate. Graduate, yes, we will cut. Yeah, two. We have two graduates here. You can. You see, everything has to do with all of us. It will tell about who we are. So even if you don't have anything at all, you are going to be who you are at the end. Because no one is free. And no one is free. We are all something, somewhere. And you will see. In all the field of activities in this world, if we chant and this world, or taking personal, if we sleep and this world. The superwoman, the superman. Right? Any?
Superwoman.
Superwoman, superman. Superboy, supergirl. Super, everything. Right? No? Okay. I'm a doctor. Midwife. Nurse. I'm a nurse. I'm a doctor. No nurse. No doctor. So if something happened here, no? No care? A doctor? No nurse here? I'm a policeman, I'm a policeman. I'm a lawyer. Lawyer? No lawyer? See how many cases you get in jail. I'm a sannyasi. Grihastha? Thank you.
Alright? I am very friendly. Very friendly. What can I say? Very friendly. I'm very friendly, yes. Friendly, friendly. I'm very friendly. No friends? What do you want friendly?
No friends.
Very friendly. Okay. I am an enemy of everyone. Enemies. I don't like anybody except myself. No? If we have to vote, all of us have to vote who is God among us here. We are going to vote. All of us says to vote. Who is God here? Not Krishna. Not Krishna Balaram. Among all of us here, all of us say, who is God? Who will you vote for? Who will you vote for? I will vote for myself, and I'm sure that you vote for yourself. What are you going to vote for? It's sitting one person here. What are you going to vote? What are you going to vote? What philosophy is looking at us? Okay, quiet. I'm a well-wisher of all. I'm a well-wisher. Well-wisher. Well-wisher, yeah. Many well-wisher. 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 Well, Misha is here, yes. Well, Misha. Okay. I think this one is okay. Can you count the cards? Please count how many cards you have. Ten. Who has ten? Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five, four, three, two, one. Zero. No character. I mean, no character. No, you have one. Zero. How many of us have zero? Zero. How many? He's zero. How many? Zero to have. No cards.
What does the paper represent in your hands? Any guess? Any idea? Like Maharaj was saying about
the false and reputation. So all the papers that we have six, five, four, two, three, one.
It is actually representing the false identification that we are identifying ourselves with. And it is actually this identification which is covering the heart and is not allowing us to chant the Holy Name properly. So actually, the more code you have, the more you the better it is. So that was the game. And we will let Maharaj explain further about the false identification. Thank you.
That is a problem with everyone in the Western world. Everyone. And that is the first thing the Brahma created. The first thing the Brahma created is false identification. Forgetfulness about who we are. And this is identifying what we are not. These are the things the Brahma created right from the beginning. Before all these gross things we see, before even our own body became manifest, the first thing was the subtle things dominated. Why? If we don't forget who we are, how can one spiritually exist in the body of a hog? How? How can we even exist in this body? Even as a human being. Without misidentification, forgetfulness of what we are, we can't exist in this body. Pure humanity is a few. They don't comfortable to stay in this world because they know who we are. If for this covenant, beware the intelligence of the living entities that instead of seeing who we are, eternal servant of Krishna, we have accepted to be the servant of Maya. That is causing all the problems that all conditioned souls are passing through in this world. Chanting the very name of Krishna is the solution to the problems. And although we have accepted to change the holy name, this false ego is affecting our chanting. False ego. That I, the whole me. Who is the whole you? Right? Makes us not to chant the whole of pure. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will say it is our misfortune. Therefore, this exercise is to help us to understand that actually we are not what we think we are. To understand who we are, we should hear it from the scriptures, from the acharyas. Then, we can have a proper attitude towards the changing of the holy name. Stand up and be taught this. To now be, to meet you now, to have a be, Amanina, Still, we are theoretically following it. Theory, just a theory. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he taught us how we can put this into practical application in our own life. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur does not take chanting to be a sub-chanting. He applied this principle in his chanting. That we find in two places in this. Many places talk about the holy name. In Jibjaro song, Jibjaro, the end. How does it end the song? Bhaktivinoda Thakur begged for the name. And he received the name. And all the Vaishnava Thakura. Then he explained, alone I have no strength to change the body. What is that? What is that? Humility. It's humility. Practical humility. We have realized that we are not what we think we are. So he said, alone I have no strength to change the body of Krishna. I beg you, therefore, he's begging you. Prabhupada, your guru, all the Vaishnava, all the acharyas,
Martin Luther King said,
"Oh, Vaishnava Thakura, alone I have no strength to change the way you look. Therefore, I beg you, please be merciful to me. Show me mercy."
But the particle of the two faith gives me the treasure of the Holy Spirit. So it's not what he said. He said, "Kirita de Asana." This is the root with what to change the Holy Name, that the Holy Name become manifest. To make it in practice.
Our business is to change the Holy Name.
So we have to learn the formula to change. Heavenly Father feel very, very comfortable in Kirtan that chanting 16 hours. Hallelujah. It is more blissful, it's so easy for us to participate in 5 hours Kirtan than to chant 16 hours a day. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father. Please, put that in the message. It's easier. I feel more comfortable, more energetic, more active. 5 hours Kirtan. And 2 hours chapel. Right. Very good. Thank you. You can be in kirtan for 6 hours. Just takes how many? 2 hours. But it is more of a dragging than the 6 hours kirtan. What does that mean? What is the meaning of that? Why is it like that? Why is it like that? I'm asking, I want to know. Why is it that it is more easy and more pleasing and comfortable to be in Kirtan 6 hours than to be in Japa, please take 2 hours? Why?
Because we have no taste.
No taste. Yes.
Because
we are
preparing
the association of others. Yeah. Japan also is the river that we are being in Japan. What is the problem? So we say, it's trouble. See, it's trouble to do to another job. And give them it.
Stay there 6 hours.
I want more. The problem said, not this. Right? Yes, sir.
In
Kirtan, the mind doesn't jump here and there. So we stay there. Okay? Very good. Okay, I will do Kirtan, the enthusiasm of the Kirtan performer. So it's giving us energy. Jap purifies more than Kirtan. Japa purifies more than Kirtan. Therefore, it requires more energy than Kirtan. That is why we have no interest in it. How many folks are initiated? How many folks are initiated? Okay. Do you think Baba to have 6 hours kirtan? You took Baba for chanting 6 hours. Means what? It is more purifying than kirtan. It's easier in Kirtan. So we appreciate that more. Therefore, we should try to put more energy into the Japa. So that both of them should be sweet. The Japa should be sweet and the Kirtan also should be sweet. That is perfect. Thank you very much. Question. My question. Yes, sir.
Alright, you said you mentioned why you have no friend in the end. Okay?
I would say that to tell you why I don't have faith. Because I'm a boring person. A person who I'm not friend must have all these negative qualities. He cannot be a happy person. Envious. Frustrated. Depressed. Yes. A person who I'm not friends, thus and the associate. So we should have friends with the Holy Name. We should make friendship with the Holy Name. If you make friendship with the Holy Name, we will never feel lonely. We will never feel depressed. Depression means too much attachment of the body and negligence of the soul. When the soul is starving, we call it depression. When a soul is experiencing bliss, you don't call it depression. It is bliss, it is satisfaction, it is joy. Depression means too much concentration, too much focus on external. I'm not a handsome man, I'm not a beautiful girl, I have no husband, I have no wife, I'm not educated, I don't have money, I have no car, nobody loves me. What is that? Falls in your misidentification. The body, it's just the body. Depression means selfishness. Just I, selfishness. Selfless people never get depressed. You'll never see a selfless person being depressed. Selfless means what? They are concerned with others, not about themselves. Therefore, that person who has forgotten himself or herself, selflessly, will become very organized by Krishna, and Krishna will take care of that person. So there is no depression for selflessness. Selfishness brings depression, because it is just about you that you don't know. Just the body and external situation. So we should make friendship with the name. Make friendship with the name. All the items you have, the original day, you should type it and use it as a mirror. Right? Use it as a mirror. You should see it every day. It will help us to turn our attention towards the name. The Holy Name is our best friend. He is our protector. It's our guide, it's our maintainer. When we accept the shelter of the Holy Name, we will always be situated in the position of transcendental bliss. Even if the whole world is falling on our head, we will remain peaceful, satisfied. Any other question? Yes.
Hare Krishna. I take a comment about friend. Example of Gaurovinda Maharaj is good.
Yes.
He said, like the deer in the forest, when the deer is stay in the group of the friends, family in the friends, the lion cannot come to attack one deer in this group. But if the deer is live alone, he says, is not need friend,
yes,
that the lion can attack him like this. In another way, he says that the devotee is the same. If the devotee stay in the shelter of others, make friend, then Maya cannot attack him. If he stay alone, that Maya attack him.
Yes. The name is our protector.
Yes.
It's a protector. If you take care of the Holy Name, you are protected. Maya cannot come. Maya cannot touch us. If you don't take care of the Holy Name, we have no protection. We are open. Maya will come. Depression. lonely, all kinds of anxiety.
Right? Any other question?
Any other question?
Maharaj, actually you mentioned that for us to get a taste on the holy name and to befriend with the holy name,
yes,
we have to give up our false ego and become more humble. We always used to listen to it. But how do we truly give up our false ego and to become really humble?
Again, the practical application is the maximum factor. He don't just take being and start chanting. So the bhakti not by humbling himself over the basis to spiritual master and glee with all the chants. I don't have strength to chant. To chant the name, I don't have the strength. It's humility. Therefore, I'm begging you, please show me this. Be kind to me. Be with me. Guide me. Protect me. Support me. Challenge me. When we approach the holy name, the holy name like this, it's a prayer we're making. It is not ordinary. All the chariots, all the chariots that are here, and we're begging them, we're calling them for help, for assistance, for support. Then they will be with us. We should not change without calling for the mercy of Mama Chandra Das. We must call him to be present with us. Consciously, we should have the association of this facility. Every day we should practice this. Consciously calling all these personalities to be with us. So we are chanting for them. We're chanting. And we shouldn't tell the mind that we're going to chant 16 hours. Please don't tell the mind 16 hours. Tell the mind only 1 day. Only 1 day. The mind will freak out. 2 hours. There's so many things to do. When we tell the mind, just 1 day. Oh, okay, 1 minute. And we shouldn't try to give the mind attention by trying to give the mind attention. We should try to hear the name which we chant and not hear the dictation of the mind. If we practice this, when you chant, before you know you have finished sitting down with this prayer, and after the confession, offer obeisances to the spiritual master, and thank him and all of them for their costless mercy, for their blessing, and beg for their forgiveness.
Hare Krishna. Bolo Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna
Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama
Rama. Hare Hare. Thank you very, very much, Maharaj, for your nice nectar you did for the young. Nous connaissons beaucoup aussi Mme Zen, Mme Dorson, nous avons aussi Gany Maharaj, Mme Chipi, Zen Chipi, et nous avons un bon lecteur, un bon séminaire, et nous espérons que Maharaj, quand il pourrait venir, you do, last, next year when you come, you will do again with that. Yeah. Et nous remercions beaucoup, chaque fois ce soir, vous pouvez nous organiser, mais Ram Charan, nous remercions beaucoup, continuez, et ça va nous aimer là. Arrivo. La Maharaj dipu alda solasam dipu tek prasad et puis dipu tek anti rest mais nous pas dérange dipu chatinestan s'il vous plaît. like to thank His Holiness in our Vaishnava way by saying three times Hari Bol, everyone. Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! His Holiness Bhakti Vedanta Madhur Maharaj Ki! Srila Prabhupada Ki!
We thank all of you for the youth. The youth are not complete without the elders. So here, we also have the elders, our fathers and mothers are here. They are all here to watch us. The future of this movement is the youth. But the youth have no wisdom, only knowledge. Wisdom is where they inherit. Knowledge is where they use. For the youth to be successful, we need the guidance of the elders. Because they give us the wisdom. So that the mistake which we will make tomorrow will be avoided, because they will share the wisdom with us. And that wisdom will help us avoid the mistake we make. So the elders are always needed in any community. And they should be properly appreciated and honored. Then they will give us the wisdom which will protect us. We should know that the foundation which we have now, our Christian consciousness, that will take us to the future. So if the foundation is weak today, it means our foundation is weak tomorrow. As we're going to lead tomorrow, let us make our foundation very strong. Chant the Holy Name, Sixena Uriyo, every day. And our coming together is to help us encourage each other to do that. So have kirtan, very pleased with that. If you want to know, maybe we see something we don't see. Look at Hare Krishna, the ISKCON kirtan. And then you go to the Hindu temple kirtan. What does it look like? Huh? Have you been to Hindu temple? The kirtan? How is it like compared to ISKCON? Sweet. ISKCON is sweet. This is nice. Nice. No feelings. It's only pain you get. So you go to the place where you say, sweet. Yes. So we have this wonderful tool. Let us take it very seriously and prepare our future now so that we can lead this movement as it has been given to us. So we are happy that all of you come together like this and call for this association. Instead of spending this time somewhere, we are spending together here. Talk about the holy name, something of me. This is wonderful. So we thank all of you and we pray Krishna help all of you to become wonderful devotees.
I think it's there.